kingdom of Allah, the 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 kingdom of Allah. The kingdom of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program, The Kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this program, we talk about the accounts mentioned in blessed Holy Quran. And today we're going to talk about Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and the Ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. This program is such a program that you should watch with family. Ask your children to sit together because you're going to learn an amazing account and facts relating to the mission of Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and the giant Ark. How was it built and how that account was mentioned in the blessed Holy Quran, Divine Book of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So let's start. Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam preached the message of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to his people for 950 years. Yes, it would be surprising for you, but those days people used to have long lives. And Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam is also amongst those prophets of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala who was sent to guide the nation and to preach the Tawheed of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the oneness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But the people, the nation of those prophets, they did not listen the way they should have listened. And Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam was also tortured like the other nations, they tortured the prophets, and even some they also murdered and made shaheed the prophets of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam was also ridiculed and insulted through different means. They used to, meaning the nation used to persecute him by oppressing in different ways. Many times those tyrants inflicted such physical torture onto him that they would wrap him up in a shawl and leave him in house, assuming him to be dead. But he, alayhi salam, would start preaching religious teachings again, coming out of the house. Similarly, many a time they would strangle him so severely that it would cause suffocation of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and he would lose consciousness. This is how he was treated by the people, by the nation. But he was steadfast to preach the message of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to invite people towards the oneness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Tawheed of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And despite all these tortures, that's what he did. And he would supplicate, "Oh, my Rabb Azza wa Jal, forgive my people and guide them as they do not know who I am." That's how he used to pray for his nation, for their salvation. But in return, they used to torture him and they would inflict many sorts of problems and difficulties for Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. The state of affairs was such that every aged father would advise his children before dying that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam is an insane person since a very long time. So this was the practice of that nation, that all the old people, before they would die, they would tell their children that this person, so be careful from him. So he is an insane person, astaghfirullah. Therefore, no one should listen to him and pay attention to what he says. Their mischief increased to such an extent that one day, divine revelation was descended upon Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, that, "O Nuh, no one else will embrace the faith except for those who have become the believers until now." So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent this message to Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam through revelation. And after this, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, lost the hope of embracing faith by his people and supplicated for their destruction. Because he had received the message from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that these people are not going to embrace the true faith. So what happens next? Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam to prepare an ark. Therefore, the teak wood trees that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam had planted grew up tall in 100 years. He alayhi salam made an ark out of the wood of these trees that was 80 yards in length and 50 yards in width. Moreover, it had three levels. In the lower level, there were wild animals, birds and insects. In the middle level, there were cattle, and upper level was for the believers. This is how Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam built that wonderful ark, and it took 100 years for this splendid historical ark to be built, which was the result of hard work and craftsmanship of the believers and Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Dear viewers, when he alayhi salam was busy building the ark, his people used to make fun of him. And some would say, "Oh Nuh, have you become a carpenter now? Whereas you used to say before that you are Nabi, Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal." Some used to say, "Oh Nuh, why are you building an ark on this dry land? There's no water. Why are you building this? Have you gone insane? Astaghfirullah." In short, they used to make fun of him and would taunt and use foul language persistently. In response, he alayhi salam would only reply, "Today you are making fun of us, but do not worry. The day when the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal will come in the form of the flood, then we will make fun of you." Upon the onset of the flood, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam boarded a pair of male and female of wild and grazing animals, birds and various insects. Moreover, he alayhi salam boarded himself with his believing wife along with his three sons, Ham, Sam and Yafis, and their wives, and other 72 believing men and women. So the total 80 people boarded that ark. One of the wives of Sayyidina Nuh named Wa'ila, who was an unbeliever, and one of his sons named Kin'an did not embark and were consequently destroyed and drowned in the flood. It is reported that when the scorpion and snake were getting onto the ark, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam prevented them. Then both of them said, "O Nabi of Allah, please let us embark. We promise that we will not harm the one who would recite what? Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. Whoever would recite this, we will not harm them." At this, he alayhi salam let them board the ark. All the people and entire creatures were drowned and destroyed in the flood, except for those boarded the ark. The ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam then parked at the hill called Mount Judi. After the flood subsided, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam landed on the ground with all others. A lot of blessings were bestowed in his progeny, and his progeny spread all over the face of the earth. That is why he alayhi salam was entitled as Adami Thani. Subhanallah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is mentioned in Tafsir Sawi, what I have just mentioned before you. An amazing account. In the Holy Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned this account, this parable. Let's listen these blessed verses of Quran and the translation.
وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون يصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
And it was revealed to Nuh that none of your people will now become Muslims except those who have already accepted faith. Therefore, do not grieve over what they do. Allah said to Nuh, and build the ark under our observation and by our command, and do not request to me regarding the forgiveness for the unjust. They will surely be drowned. And Nuh built the ark, and whenever the chiefs of his people would pass by, they would laugh at him. Nuh said, if you laugh at us, then in a time we will laugh at you just as you laugh now. So you will now come to know upon whom comes the punishment which will disgrace him, i.e. the disbeliever. And punishment comes down which is to last forever.
Subhanallah. This is how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned this account as you heard. Respecting viewers, Allah Azza wa Jal had revealed it to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam 200 years back through divine revelation that his people will be drowned in the flood. However, a sign for the advent of this flood was revealed to him that water will gush out from the tandoor in his home. Therefore, one day in the morning, water started coming out from the stone made tandoor. Therefore, he ordered his people and animals to board the ark. After that, rain started heavily, and that continued for 40 days and 40 nights without break. The earth also burst open from various places, causing the water to spring out. Consequently, the rainfall and the emergence of water from the earth caused such a heavy flood that even 40 yards high hilltops got submerged under the water. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in these verses. Let's listen to them and their translation.
حتى إذا جاء أمرنا وفاردت النور قل نحمل فيها من كل زوجين اثنين قل نحمل فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول ومن آمن وما آمن معه إلا قليل.
To the extent that when our command came and the oven gushed forth water, we said, board on the ark as a pair, male and female, from every species and your family members, and all other Muslims except those upon whom the word of punishment has gone forth. And there were only a few Muslims with him.
Describing the heavy flow and turbulence of the water from the sky and the earth, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned this in the Holy Quran. Let's listen to these verses and their translation.
فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرَ.
We therefore opened the gates of heaven with water flowing intensely and made the earth as springs gushing out. So the two waters met, totaling a quantity which was destined.
How heavy was the flood and what was the extent of its waves? The Holy Quran has depicted it in these following words. Let's listen now.
وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ.
And it, the ark, is carrying them in the middle of such waves like mountains.
Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam boarded the ark, and it was sailing striking with the waves of the water until it reached the mountain of Judi safely and halted there. At the time of boarding the ark, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam recited the following supplication. What was that? Let's listen.
بسم الله مجريها ومرساها إن ربي لغفور رحيم.
Allah's name, what it is, its sailing and its anchoring. Indeed, my Lord is surely most forgiving, most merciful.
Dear respected viewers, one of the sons of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, whose name was Kin'an, did not embrace faith wholeheartedly. Instead, he was a hypocrite. He would conceal his kufr, but at the time of the flood, he exposed it. When getting on the ark, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam called his son and said, "Oh my beloved son, you too board the ark and leave the company of unbelievers." He said, "During the flood, I will climb up the mountains and get shelter." Gloomy. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam said, "Son, today no one can save anyone from the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Only the one upon whom Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala would have his mercy can be saved." Whilst this discussion was taking place between the son and the father, a big wave came and Kin'an was drowned. Respected viewers, it is also reported that Kin'an climbed up a high mountain, hid in a cave and sealed every opening of the cave. But when the wave of the flood struck the top of the mountain, the cave filled with water. In this way, Kin'an drowned into that dirty water. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned about this event in the Holy Quran in these words. Let's listen them with translation.
ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزلي يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين.
And Nuh called out to his son, and he was standing aside from it outside the ark. O my son, embark along with us and do not be with the disbelievers. He, the son, said, "I shall seek refuge on a mountain, which shall save me from the water." Nuh said, "Today there is no one who can save you from the punishment of Allah, except upon whom He bestows mercy." And the wave came in between them, so he remained amongst the drowning ones.
Seeing his son drowning in front of his eyes, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam became very grievous and sad. He alayhi salam implored Allah Azza wa Jal, "O my Rabb, my son Kin'an is amongst my household and your promise is true. You are Ahkamul Hakimin." Allah Azza wa Jal said in reply, "O Nuh, your son Kin'an is not among those households of yours about whom I promised to save. Therefore, O Nuh, your request is not valid. So request me not of any such thing about which you are not aware of." Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam said, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, I seek refuge from asking you of any such thing that I am not aware of. And if you do not shower your mercy upon me by forgiving me, then I will be at loss." Describing this parable, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran in these words. Let's listen with translation.
ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين قال يا نوح إنه ليس من أهلك إنه عمل غير صالح فلا تسألني ما ليس لك به علم إني أعظك أن تكون من الجاهلين قال رب إني أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم وإلا تغفر لي وترحمني أكن من الخاسرين.
And Nuh prayed to his Lord, requesting, O my Lord, indeed my son is also from my family, and surely your promise is true and you are the greatest of all in commanding. He, Allah said, O Nuh, he is not from your family, his deeds are most despicable. Do not ask me for that of which you have no knowledge. In this regard, I advise you not to become oblivious. He submitted, O my Lord, I seek your refuge from asking you that of which I have no knowledge. And if you do not forgive me and do not have mercy upon me, then I would be a loser.
And dear respective viewers, finally we'll listen, how was this flood subsided? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that in the Holy Quran, in these words. Let's listen with its translation.
وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين.
And it was commanded, O earth, swallow your water, and O sky, withhold. And the water was made to dry up, and the matter was concluded. And the ark stopped upon Mount Al-Judi, and it was said, away with the unjust people.
Afterwards, Allah Azza wa Jal asked Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam to step out of the ark, saying these words.
قيل يا نوح اهبط بسلام منا وبركات عليك وعلى أمم ممن معك.
It was said, O Nuh, disembark from the ark with peace and blessings from us, which are upon you and upon some groups that are with you.
Respective viewers of Madani Channel, from this amazing account mentioned in the Holy Quran, we learn many lessons. And one of the lessons what we learn that, subhanAllah, how Anbiya Kiram, they were steadfast preaching the message of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And they were always making dua for the salvation of their nation, so that they have got salvation and their life after death becomes peaceful. They would always make dua. And the nations, they were given chances. But finally, when they did not listen then, and there were some nations who were destroyed and vanished from the space of earth. Another beautiful point what we learn from this beautiful account of Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, an ark of Sayyidina Nuh, that when the people, they were boarded, the believing men and women with Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, at that moment, there was a time when the waves of the water were as high as hilltops. And the ark of Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was jolting like a straw in the midst of the flood of these stormy waves. But they had yaqeen upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, they remained steadfast and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala saved them. And we also learned that how many calamities, how many problems Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam and those believing men and women faced. But they remain steadfast and subhanallah, their istiqamat and they had yaqeen and true faith in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Finally, the only 80 people who boarded the ship and other animals and creatures, subhanallah, they were saved and everything else on the face of this earth was destroyed. So we need to believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and inshaAllah azza wa jal, we need to have firm yaqeen and belief upon our faith and religion, and we should always pray that we live as Muslims, and when we die as Muslims, so that we have salvation in the hereafter too. Further, another beautiful point, we learn that the Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam's son was an unbeliever. From this we come to know that it is not necessary that the children of pious people also turn out to be pious. Yes,
having good children from bad parents and bad children from good parents is possible. All depends upon the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. He can make one good or bad as per His will. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. That's all for today. I hope you must have enjoyed and learned a lot. We'll come back with another beautiful episode of the Kingdom of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Kingdom of Allah. 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 The Kingdom of